I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, July 10th, 2017. As has been our longstanding tradition, I'd like to invite you all to join the Mayor and Council in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the regular session agenda is the approval of the executive session minutes of June 26th.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve by Councilmember Boyas, the executive session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Council, please note that all council members are present and the motion was passed unanimously. There were three reasons on the Maryland Open Meetings Law for the closed session. One was to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom the Mayor and Council has jurisdiction. Second was to consult with our legal counsel to obtain legal advice on legal matters. And third, before a contract is awarded or bids are opened, to discuss a matter directly related to a negotiating strategy or the contents of a bid or a proposal. Public discussion or disclosure would adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in competitive bidding or proposal process. Okay. The next item is B. One B is this, statement of closure, and now we have the regular session minutes of June 26th.
Motion to approve.
And we have a motion to approve the regular session minutes by Councilmember Boyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Number two on our agenda, we have two special event requests. The first is Heroes Never Forget 5K Run. So anyone to address the council?
Yes, sir. I guess I have to. I mean, one of the representatives, I guess, from the fire department was supposed to meet me here. We didn't show up.
So. No problem.
I'm Chris Cleavy with OC Tri Running. And they approached me, I guess, a few months ago in reference to handle the event for them. They wanted to put on a pretty much a 9/11 Never Forget Heroes Run on September 10th from the firehouse.
That's a Sunday, right?
Yes, correct. Yes. I believe there's an event on Saturday, so it was pushed to Sunday. So, and it's a 5K. I mean, really. We've done a lot of them here in town with the Rainier Run and all that, so the beach run I'm involved in. So,
right.
So it's a pretty simple course, and I believe Chief Downing, I spoke with him, and he told me, he gave me his blessing, I believe, on the course.
Yeah, yeah, and the course was outlined in the application.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And 15 minutes of road closure is all you're going to need?
Yes, because once we get them out to the back, I cone it off myself. We usually lay all the cones out for the course and we push them to the side pretty much. Once we get, it's really the start of the race. It's the big, you know, the big crowd. Once it thins out, it's simple after that.
Sounds good.
So who is sponsoring this event?
The benefit is for the fire department. I am, I guess you want to say, the race director, the event management, and we do the timing, and I do this course safety along the course.
My question is, who is sponsoring the event?
It would be
I guess it'd be the fire department.
Burn Fire Department.
Yes.
We really need to head at this point.
Okay.
Sponsor an organization, business. I have been here with the tribe running sports and cover it. That's not running.
No, that's. I mean, I'm an event director. That's what they called me for.
Sports Incorporated. That's
OC Tri Running Sports, yes.
That is for-profit organization?
I am a for-profit, yes.
This really needs to sit separate on the fire department.
What? It's
the Berlin Fire.
I thought that was put on the application.
No, I got that. You're a sponsor.
Yeah, that is what's on here.
Okay.
We can update that.
Do you have a contract with the fire department?
No, we do not. But I'll be stopping by on my way out of town to talk to them. That's for sure, because I was expecting somebody to be here as well.
Yeah.
Sorry to hit you with so many questions.
No, I'm fine with it. If it comes anything to do with the race itself, I can handle those questions. If it comes anything to do with the fire department, no idea. So.
But ask you again my question. You will have a contract?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think, you know, it's been going on for a little bit. I thought we were supposed to have a council meeting back in May, then it was June. So I think they were just a little upset just trying to get it going sooner so we could advertise it for them and get it out there. That's all, because we got 2 months. So I think that's what their push was, honestly.
I think the original date they wanted was in conflict with another event that we had scheduled. And then if I remember correctly, Chief, correct me if I'm wrong, we wanted to do a 10K and a 5K, and we had some challenges with the 10K course, so we went
that's
back
right.
to that.
That's right. That was the original.
So that's part of what took a couple of yeah. months to work
I,
out.
I don't get in the middle of that. I just was called upon to...
And you know, obviously, I'm sure everybody wants to be very successful. And
sure.
Just so you're aware, let's assume that we have a six of them here. You need to talk to the folks at the fire company
right.
to make sure that they know that they need to get their... request in by mid.
Oh yes, she sent me that.
Did you get that?
September 1st.
Yeah,
September 1st.
It's changed, right?
Yeah,
so yeah, she did send it.
And that too yeah. is a part of that is to try to make sure we don't have conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the other part is again, you were talking about wanting to have publicity ahead of time.
Yes.
That also gives you
plenty of time.
A year.
Yes.
To promote the next one.
Yeah.
So. It's a temporary inconvenience for a lot of long-term benefits. So.
I'm sure.
Yeah. For downtown events.
For downtown events, yeah. I know that Chris is the person who's going to make everything run on time.
Well, I hope
but,
so, yes.
Quite literally.
Do you have any other questions for Chris? Because obviously the sponsoring organization is the fire company, which is...
Right, they're the beneficiary. Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to call us a sponsor, I guess you could. We're the event management company, honestly.
Yeah. The beneficiary.
Yes.
Has to be the nonprofit.
That's the fire. Yeah.
And that means that's not a new policy.
Right.
And I'm so grateful that we have so many nonprofits and other service organizations who basically are sponsoring events.
Yeah, we work with Wish Youth and Family quite closely for the half marathon we do in Ocean City. So.
Does anyone have any other questions for Chris? Do we have any motion to approve? We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the Heroes Never Forget 5K on Sunday, September 10th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
And I hope you have great weather.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And next is the annual National Night Out, which is... slated for August 1st from 4 to 7 p.m. And the Chief of Police, Arnold Downing, is in charge as a member of the NWRG. Is this again going to be based at Henry Park?
It is, and we actually have had confirmations to many of our partners. Berlin Area Ministries are going to be one of the key partners. In this event with Sunrise taking the leadership in setting up the food and many of the rides, First Baptist and many of the other churches. No need to even try to list them all. I think approximately 8 of them are all included in, and we're constantly still getting other vendors who wish to be a part of it. We've already made contact with the BCIA to go ahead and get tables. We've made up contact with several different organizations for tents. So, again, if you ever see the first name of Claude Hall, and even though he's out sick, he's actually been helping coordinate all the events with Senior Officer Joseph Kerr. So we have to just sit down with pinpoints with Tim on where the electric's actually going to be. Public Works will be there during that whole period of time of the event, and all the other partners that we actually have with the town.
Okay, and how many years can you call it?
We're over a decade and a half, over 15.
About 15 years?
But I'll find out.
No, I mean, just about.
Definitely over 15.
Good, excellent. That's great. Does anyone have any questions for the chief regarding the Ashland Light Out?
Good picture of Jeff.
Yeah. Nice shot, Jeff.
We always make sure we have a Jeff shot.
Upset.
Jeff shot.
Hands on him.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the Ashland Light Out on August 1st, 2017, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Henry Park in Berlin. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations, Chief, and he'll be also have a very good weather. Just the turnout is usually outstanding.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Number three on our agenda is a new program being introduced by Chief Downing, and it's called Berlin Residents of Special Needs.
This is a real, we'll put it this way. Aaron Titterance, one of our young officers, came up with the idea. We want to first go ahead and say his name. Any other said that I think this is something that will be able to benefit the residents and the customers of the town of Berlin. Looked it over and looked at the sheet, and we made a phone call to Mr. Ferry from the Bellmell Center. And the first thing he said, that is such a wonderful idea. This is something we've been trying to do in the county for a long period of time. So, again, with that endorsement, and he actually reviewed the sheet and gave us three or four different suggestions for the sheet, we really start feeling good about, you know, the possibility of initiating this program. Special Needs Alert Program is the ability for us to have information on people who might have special needs within our community. It ranges from whatever they might think are whatever you can think of as actual special needs. And that's one thing that Mr. Ferry from the Bellmell Show really liked. He said, we're actually talking about young people who actually have special needs. We're talking about people who might have dementia, Alzheimer's. We're actually talking about people who might be in wheelchairs and might not be able to go ahead and walk out of a house that might be on fire. Those types of situations. So, again, it's all voluntarily done, and we hope to go ahead and have all the group homes within the town of Berlin, that means go-getters, Death Independent Living, which are inside of town, and all of the programs that are associated with the Developmental Center, all on board within this calendar year. And our hope is to go ahead and assign and set up 25 people. What we'll end up doing is we'll give them the actual form itself, and we're hoping the form was up. But do you have a copy of the form in front of you?
Yes.
And they'll be able to go ahead and give a photo and say what those special needs are, and we'll be able to put them inside of our CAD system. And when that individual comes up in our system, it'll actually be flagged. So we'll know that if we actually go to this house, this person is wheelchair bound. This person actually either has bipolar or some other mental illness, or he might have a trigger or a calming type of device for this individual. Again, we really have a feel that it's actually worked in a lot of other places and that it's definitely benefits this community.
Now, Ken, obviously you mentioned the, homes for adults and the developmental center. Does this program allow for, let's say, families to contact you about a relative rather than living independently or living in a separate location here in Berlin?
That is correct. Again, if we either have a family member that might have an issue or a problem, one thing we will be able to go ahead and see, dementia is going to be a good example.
Yeah.
If a person's lost or something, and we either run their name or we have our ability to get their license, we'll actually have a picture in the system, we'll be able to match them up, and we'll go ahead and have all their information on where they need to be or what other special conditions. It might be diabetic, whatever it might be, we'll be able to go ahead and have that information on the form. We'll be able to go ahead and pull up the record, and it'll actually have this form there with that information.
And if I'm interpreting this correctly, then you would be contacting either their caregiver, if it's, you know, or their guardian, or their parent,
or child,
if it's an older adult, and then they would have a means of being able to intercede to take care and get the person back to a safe place.
And again, action of that, if we could have their name and emergency contact, we can't contact anybody, we'll at least have an understanding of the situation and we'll be able to make the appropriate contact.
What? Oh, how about the group homes? I know we got group homes here in Berlin, and some of them are associated with the developmental center.
Yes, definitely with those and all the group homes, we're definitely going to have to get a form out. But we're even thinking about the cottages and having a meeting with the residents and any residents that feel that it might be appropriate for them to go ahead and fill out the form.
Would this information be shared with other emergency agencies or service providers? I'm thinking fire department.
I was going to say, it would definitely be shared with EMS, you know. One thing is, if we have to have a highlight on a certain address, and then we look at the names, and we either see a flag, we'll go ahead and be able to tell them that they have someone who has a certain condition in that home.
Yeah, okay. Will your CAD input drop into the county's CAD?
No, but we other hope that the county would feel the possibility of actually either taking all of our data and putting in theirs, and actually doing something similar within the county.
And the state police as well?
Well, again, state police are very isolated, and we'll be able to go ahead and pass the information on to them. Unfortunately, we won't be able to go ahead and swing anything to them or any state system whatsoever.
Pursue the county, that would be nice.
I think it'd be a great addition for the county.
What's K?
Computer aided dispatch. So once you're going somewhere to push a little button, I'll have all the information on that actual resident.
So right now, if the county doesn't adopt it, then if the police don't respond, then the EMS would never get that data.
That's correct.
Mayor, I think it's an excellent idea. I spoke with my wife about this, and her being in special needs and education for the last 22 years and being principal of Cedar Chapel Special School, she just thought this was a brilliant idea. To give you an idea, there was a death just outside of Berlin, and the young lady who was home happened to be one of my wife's students. There was nobody else home. The mother passed at an unreasonably young age, and she was there for several hours by herself. When the state police showed up, she became extremely combative, which is what she would do normally, and they were able, Steve Price, to get my wife to get her down there and get everybody calmed down. This is a hell of an idea. I think it's great. And I think it's great. I'd love to make a motion that we absolutely do this. If you want this form printed, I'll be more than happy to put it together for you and give it to you. That way it won't hit your budget. You're building a police station. More than happy to do it. No charge.
That's great.
I'll just love to have the phone number of your wife.
We'll talk to him about that later.
Again, we get to go ahead and work with them, you know, all the time, and I think that is the contact, so we really want to make sure we make contact. That is definitely the person that we want to make sure. That's who we want. Again, I'm saying names out loud, but like, first thing he says, Cedar Chapel. Any other organizations or individuals, and, you know, that we either should be looking at to push this information out to, definitely love
to have
that input from the community.
And D is huge, because when you're dealing with an individual who is incapable of hearing, it's very stressful.
Oh, yes.
And I know that Mike Wiley's sitting out there. His wife she's registered in sign language for many, many years, as well as my wife. So at least there's two that we know of. My wife's helped with the sheriff's office several times. So it's something. I like this a lot. Again, I move that we definitely approve this.
Okay. We have a motion enthusiastically introduced by, and appropriately so, by Council Member Goyes.
We have that hand.
Sorry.
Before you vote, I have a question about HIPAA concerns.
No issue whatsoever. They give voluntarily information. So, again, when you there have that, you won't have any concerns. One thing is, the position where we're in, we go to hospitals all the time. No, we can't give you, it's a loud law enforcement emergency service a lot of leeway, and when the people give it freely, it's not a concern at all.
And this is not forced on anybody. I think that's the other thing. And quite frankly, I'm just knowing, just, you know, when I first saw this and thinking about the number of people just off the top of my head that I know could benefit from it, it's amazing because of the aging, especially with the aging population. There's a lot of good folks, and hopefully this can keep them in their homes a little longer, and if they happen to wander, get them safely back.
Hopefully, if nothing else, a little bit more comfort. At least that much.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the Berlin Residents' Special Needs Program, and otherwise known as Special Needs at Work Program, or SNAP. All in favor say aye.
Most
aye. Aye.
Okay. Passes unanimously. And again, Chief, if you'll working with Mary and Lauren, if you maybe prepare something for the media, obviously the media that covers the town and any other media that you think would be beneficial, and in your own time as you think is appropriate, I think everybody would like to get a follow-up report down the road as to how it's going, the reception, and you say you're looking for 25 volunteers throughout the community to help make this happen.
We actually want to have 25 people signed up before the end of the calendar year.
Okay.
Low hanging fruit. We think that's going to be easy to do.
Okay. Well, just like I say, at the appropriate time, you're choosing, let us know how it's going.
And please tell Officer Titterens, wow, that's a tongue twister, Titterens, that great job with the outside the box thinking and coming up with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. That one will be.
Okay. The fourth agenda item is an ordinance and public hearing for two different ordinances. Mary is going to take the lead on this. One, I think, was the first introduced at the last meeting about Parks and Recreation, and we'll just briefly review what that was all about.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, both of these ordinances were introduced at the last meeting. And at that time, I did go through item by item. Did you want me to do that again? Or essentially what this is doing is making sure that the chapter within the code on parks is correct, up to date, as well as making some changes that reflect the current duties of the Parks Commission versus duties of paid staff, current rules for the parks. One of the primary changes was to provide the mayor and council the opportunity to allow events to have alcohol should they choose. Doesn't mean that they have to, but it at least opens it up so that you do have that option. That is in a nutshell.
Basically, it's updating.
Yes.
Bringing it up current. Yeah. To what is actually going on. Whenever this was originally written, it was written well. Just like anything else has to be updated. Yeah, it looks like back here the original was in 1992, updated in 1997, and now updated again. So it's been a while. Does anyone, again, we'll get ready to have the public hearing. Now I'll open a public hearing on Ordinance 2017-03, which is just simply titled Parks and Recreation, which builds upon the ordinance that's been in place for 30-some years and makes some changes, mostly additions and a couple of deletions that simply are obsolete because the Parks Commission doesn't have to do the inspections in the park and all, so it's being other qualified people to do that. So, does anyone here from the state of Maryland wish to present? Does anyone here from the county wish to present? Does anyone in attendance here wish to present? Yes, sir.
Parks Commission, just Chairman. We reviewed
it. And for the record, just you say your name. We all know your name.
Mike Wiley, Chairman, Berlin Parks Commission. We've had a chance to review the changes, and like Mary said, most of it is some antiquated stuff. The inspections of parks now is a certified position, and Sean Cooper is is certified to do that. We are, they have special kit and everything. Previously, the Mike Gibbons was certified. I think it's a yearly certification they have to go through. So it's replacing a lot of antiquated stuff and accommodating new changes and things, such as with the new parking. So we have reviewed it, no problem, no questions.
Is it anyone else wish to address the mayor and council regarding this proposed ordinance? Seeing no other hands, I now close the public hearing and would entertain a motion for approving the amended ordinance 2017-03.
Motion to approve ordinance 2017-03.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the proposed ordinance titled Parks and Recreation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Next, we're going to be doing the same procedure with a different ordinance. This is ordinance 2017-04, which is titled Vehicles and Traffic. And again, Mary, is this going to be your debate?
Yes. Specifically, this ordinance amends section 3272, which addresses bicycles previously, or what is currently in the code, prohibited the riding of bicycles within the grounds of the park. We've basically changed that so that bicycles can be operated in a reasonable manner within the parks.
Anyone have any questions for Mary before we open the public hearing? Okay. Now open public hearing on ordinance 2017-04, again titled Vehicles and Traffic. Anyone from the state of Maryland wish to address the mayor and council regarding this ordinance? Anyone here from Worcester County wish to address the mayor and council? Does anyone who's in attendance tonight wish to address the mayor and council? Seeing no hands, now close the public hearing and we'll entertain a motion for passage of ordinance 2017-04.
Motion to approve 2017-04 to give me a privilege of riding my bike in the park.
Legally.
Not recklessly.
Yes. Reckless driving is still legal. Right. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the proposed ordinance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Again, the motion passed unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, next is our thank you. Thank you for all work on both of those. And Mary, do you have any follow-up?
No, I don't have anything to report.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I have a question for Mary, though.
Sure.
We're on the department reports?
Yes.
Okay. The parking spaces behind Town Hall, do we have, is that a town-owned parking lot?
Yes. Most of it is, yes.
Okay, so where we have the police department spots, those are town-owned?
Yes.
Can we maybe look at a grant opportunity or any partnership with the state to see if we can bring in charging stations for electric vehicles? Since we have those parking spaces that will be turning over to the new police station.
Actually, this is something that Tim and I have actually spoken about in the past. And I reached out to a company, and this was several years ago. We kind of weren't big enough to interest them at that point. It's possible. It's certainly something that we can explore.
You have big companies like Volvo making the initiative to do away with completely gasoline-powered engines and transitioning to hybrids. With that coming around more often, I would like to see.
Yeah, it's something we've been looking at. I think Ivy's working on a grant right now. In terms of the location, I'm not sure if we necessarily be targeting those spots back there, but we are looking at something like that.
So is that something is that something that we possibly would open for?
I'm already on it.
Those spots I like. I mean, normally you would have, it seems like premium spots are generally given to stuff like that to drive the initiative forward a little bit more. So I think that's a premium spot. So be a nice step.
All right, good. Very much. Keep that in mind.
Things all right now.
Want his name in one of those signs.
Actually, Gene and I talked about your spaces months
ago. Okay. Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. If you haven't noticed, we began work on the Hudson Branch along Shaw Street doing some of that dissolving and putting some brick wrap in there. We're not close to being done, but progress is being made. Tomorrow we will be repairing a failing sewer line on Flower Street, right in front of Head Start and the multipurpose building. If you've driven over it, I'm sure you feel the depression, so that'll be a little bit of a be a lane closure on Flower Street, but the road will be open for traffic.
Will the west side look like the east side?
Well, the west side.
I'm talking about
Hudson Ridge?
Yes. Flower Street. And I may be getting east and west and it mixed up. But the side where the houses are, where we got the fencing and all that kind of stuff.
Ends?
Will the other side look like that?
We are not putting gabions there. We're putting the riprap there. Fencing hasn't been questioned, but was an afterthought on the east side as well. So it can't be considered.
What we've done on the east side is fantastic. And I've been asked, will the west side look like the east side?
It will not. I mean, we can put, like I said, we can consider the fence, but the gabions were not part of that. The riprap, the loose rocks are there. The reason, initially, the east side was going to have the loose rocks, but the two residents there were concerned about children playing, so that's why the gabions were utilized on that end.
It was more of a public safety issue than an environmental one.
It's much deeper
than
that.
But it still accomplishes the same purpose. If you don't mind, maybe if you and Laura will get together and make a recommendation about the fencing.
Sure.
And if you proceed with that, expressing an opinion here, would it make sense to complement have the same
height. It was a very minimal effort on our part, it really does make it more attractive, but it's also a safety consideration.
Okay. I think it's a great idea, and would encourage it if it's feasible and practical. And I think
so as well.
Okay. Thank you. Next is electric utility director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Few things to report on. The past 2 weeks, we had a demand and meter reading 303, 321, Walnut Hill. That's two separate house services. We had to install temporary services for construction purposes. Then also Schooner Lane. Over in that area, we're actually undergrounding the overhead line that runs through the right-of-way between Decatur Farms and Gold Creek. The boring company was boring through that area that put in a 4-inch conduit. It's about an 800-foot bore through there. And during that time frame, about 10 o'clock at night, we actually had a tree limb that broke out of the tree and knocked the power out to that land. So I guess somebody's trying to tell us we need to underground. So we're in the middle of doing that right now. And then also, starting tomorrow morning, we'll be installing the back feet for the new police department. It runs from Astique Road up the back side of Mallard's Ridge, and then we'll come into the back side of the police department. That'll be the back feet, in case they lose the main feet coming in from the front side. Also, we got a notification from AMP this morning that we're possibly going to peak shave tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, all 3 days.
How many days has that been already this year?
I think we've only ran maybe once or twice so far this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was very surprised at that. We were going to run, I think it was last Monday, they actually thought we were going to, but it never got to the point where we had to. I looked at the weather a little while ago, and the temperature's going to be really high, the load's going to be up. So I would say we're definitely going to end up running.
Thank you. Any questions for Tim? Next is Chief of Police Arnold Downing.
Good evening again. MLML this year, the top cop was from the Eastern Shore, Rondell Redding from Princess Anne Police Department. During that time, I also was installed as a secretary for the Police Executive Administration of the MML. On Wednesday, we get to take the largest group of children from Worcester Youth to Jolly Rogers. We are looking at taking 50.
Wow.
The police department we have wrangled 6 volunteers from 4 from our agency and a couple of our friends to assist us with that. So if anyone else wants to go ahead and help us with 50 kids, just give me a shout.
Dean, you're right.
But a special thank you to Robin from Bake Deserves. She's going to go ahead and do the snacks for us. Main Street Deli is going to go ahead and do the lunch at a discounted price. And we always thank Jolly Rogers for, again, letting us all attend without charge. So, again, it's going to be a fun day, and hopefully we can have a great time this time. And in August, we're going to go ahead and do Stratosphere again in Del Mar. Fireworks. Again, we haven't heard anything negative at all. Just rave after rave about how wonderful they were. Am I stealing something from you?
I'm just going to cross that off my own. But no, I'd like to say thank you. The police department, I couldn't have asked for a better police force than what we have here. They were outstanding.
With it getting,
and it, go ahead, sorry.
We'll let you have your turn in a minute.
Yeah.
With the number of people, we're actually surprised with the great number. We are definitely going to be soliciting the state police to help us actually on Route 50 on 113 for next year. Sunrise has already said that they want to go ahead and use their location to make a bigger event there and have it publicized. But Berlin First Baptist did a wonderful job. They had over 300 people at their actual church, and they had a wonderful time. We had people from Tractor Supply that far out, you know, sitting there watching St. Paul United Methodist Church, their actual parking lot, Berlin Nursing Home, all throughout the town. Southern State, were you there, Mike?
No, I went to the intermediate school.
So you went to the intermediate school? So
the view was, they were definitely above the tree line.
So, again, they did a wonderful job with the fireworks, and again, it worked out very well.
The bathtub races. Sergeant Braggs was there, and I think
Corporal. Because somebody could make me pale.
Corporal Braggs was doing a great job. I think Charlene and Josh both have some great photos to prove that. But
and a couple videos I've already seen.
But overall, I think people that I spoke to were happy to see an officer out and engaged and stuff with the crowd. So that was good to see.
We definitely had a couple guys there. We had one phone call real quick, and the thing of it is, you always have issues when you have that many people come together. But the person who made the phone call called me back up and said, I made one phone call and 5 minutes was taken care of. And then they got a follow-up phone call, and it was so pleased. So, again, I give those guys great credit. Preparation and planning, Ivy did a good job again.
Thank you.
Just a note before the fireworks. Yes, they were fantastic. And I don't know how we can do this going forward, but we want everyone to enjoy the fireworks. But at the same time, we cannot impede traffic. My reference is to a car stopped on Shell Street at the stop sign and actually refused to move.
And again, we had a couple on the highway, and that's one reason why we solicited a little more assistance. And that is definitely a concern because a lot of people get surprised.
Yeah.
And they just stop wherever they were parked and then try to go ahead and watch them. Definitely noted.
Thank you. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
I have nothing further to add this evening.
Thank you. And next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Well.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. To continue the fireworks conversation, I had specifically asked for fireworks to be super high in the sky, and they obliged. And if you, I did Facebook Live on that evening to broadcast the fireworks, and it reached almost 13,000 people, 26 comments, and 300. 617 people reacted to it. The comments were all positive. Thank you to the town. Thank you to mayor and council for bringing fireworks to Berlin. A lot of the comments were also about how it was easy to get in and get out. They had no traffic problems, and I mean, that's completely due to our police force. So I did want to say that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And just back to races, Larnette added a hula hoop intermission with the kids. Everybody loved it. It was fantastic. Wednesday, I have jury duty all month, so I had to report today, but they didn't have any trials today, so I got to leave. I don't have to report tomorrow, but I have to call in every night. But I will be in Annapolis on Wednesday and Thursday for the Old Line State Summit for Preservation Maryland. And then the third Thursday next week, Darren Eng from Opposite Directions will be our performer for the Lunchtime Concert Series. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions for Ivy?
I do. Are we going to talk about the purchase order under the town administrators?
Yeah, but then,
or we can talk about it now. Okay. It's basically for the billboard. That's however it could be. Same contract we've had in place for several years.
Several years. Yeah.
4 years.
Do we collect any data or anything from where people are coming from and how they heard about the town?
Yeah, the visitor center, I asked, and I saw the billboard or the sign, or I saw you guys on Facebook. We always ask.
Can we also maybe have those available for some of the businesses and the town ambassador stand?
I think that
if we can really get some good data on where people are seeing us so that we can focus our advertising dollars in that direction.
That's what I do all year.
Yeah, you do a great job.
And as you want to let you know, there are a lot of towns standing in line waiting for us to get that up. It's something most people don't think about.
Yeah.
And if they see our billboards, maybe we need to target them a little bit further west gain some attention. So it would be nice to see where that attention is coming from.
Yeah, billboard prices are very interesting. The closer you are to Route 50, it goes up about $1,000 a month. So we're set a little further back, so it's not as expensive, but it still has the same.
And also, changing direction slightly, the bathrobe races, we had WMDT come. Thankfully, we had Mike Wiley on board with his bathrobe. But did we send anything out to the press or any of our media partners?
It's a chamber event. The chamber typically sends press releases out.
I didn't know if we could maybe develop a list and say, these are the events that are taking place in Berlin for this month, and this is your point of contact. If you're coming, this is the time. Just a little bit of information, because WMDT approached me and said, hey, we really didn't know about this until late in the game. So it would be interesting. I'm just saying that.
Like I said, it is a chamber event, and I rely on them for information on that as well.
It was on the rack card, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's on the rack card. And it's been on Facebook and social media and
so if we can do something like that to target some of those media crews that may be in Salisbury, that would be nice, I think.
Yeah, I always tag them. On Instagram, I tag them. That's probably how they found out about it.
Well, I think the other reporter, she reached out to me the other day, so that might be why. Yeah. Why they don't know, because they changed reporters.
Right.
I have a concern on that billboard at Fort Riley. Fort Riley. I was stationed at Fort Riley.
You mean the frontier, by frontier town?
No, on 50.
Oh, okay.
We discussed this one time, and it just bothers me every time I come from Salisbury. The arrow pointing towards the woods. Those directions to Berlin. You follow what I say?
I think it says turn right at the blinking light.
All I see is that big arrow pointing towards the woods.
You're driving too fast.
Take a look at it next time.
Yeah.
All right? Just consider it.
We could always do a new billboard, absolutely.
I don't think it needs a new billboard. I think the arrow needs to be changed some kind of way. Saying that you're going straight, not going to the left.
Got it.
Ready? All right, next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Fort Riley's 1,200 miles from where I've been. Two things. One, out with the old and with the new, change the fiscal years. And what I'm alluding to, for all of our employees, health care, voluntary benefits, pay rates, all this stuff's been changed. First payroll for the fiscal year will take place on Friday. I tell my peers in here to make sure you spread the word to your employees. Usually don't have a problem if somebody's overpaid. So when somebody's underpaid, they'll let you know real quick. But make sure you get the word out to look his first paycheck over. It's very important. I have one set of eyes, but I believe you're right. So all that's been done. And then Tuesday of next week, I'm headed to Salisbury for a regional opioid and addiction coalition symposium. It's hosted or sponsored by the governor's office on service and volunteerism with an opioid program. So that's on Tuesday. Yes.
Thank you very much for doing that. Okay, any questions for Jeff? Next item on the agenda, number six, is the county administrator's report.
The primary focus of my report is going to be the billboard and the requisition that you have in front of you, which is requisition 36, in the amount of $18,000 for the year for the billboard rental that we've discussed.
Do you need a motion?
I think requesting a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion that we approve the billboard. We have a motion by Councilmember Kendall to approve the renewal of the contract for the billboard on US 50 adjacent to Fort
Whaley.
Maybe we get the right one. And at the same rate, right? Same rate we've been paying.
I don't think the rates changed, have they?
Yeah.
No, same thing, same rate. Yeah.
Okay, which totals $1,500 a month,
right,
and or $18,000 for the entire year. All right. Okay. We have a motion by Councilman Kendall. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
The only comment I have is that it was so, I felt that we were very blessed as a community to have two events in one week, totally different in so many ways, except that they both with very celebratory nature and very kids of all ages, from little kids to kids with gray hair, and they all seem to have such a wonderful time. And I think, too, that I felt particularly grateful that the weather was perfect for both of them. We've had some weather challenges, along with all of our neighbors and everyone else, the last couple of springs. But I think to have two of our four major summer events, back literally one on Monday, one on Friday, with such beautiful weather, beautiful attendance, outstanding attendance, and literally, I want to thank all the town employees, the police department, and the emergency medical services, and everybody who was on standby. I was just very, I kept thinking, 30 years ago, if we said this was going to happen, people would have laughed at how far. And hopefully now they're laughing for a different reason because they're having it. So anyway, I just wanted to thank everyone who's associated with making both those events so special.
No, sir. Nothing.
I have nothing.
Nothing.
Just a couple things. When are we going to hear from Dave Deutsch.
Yes. It was a few from him. We've been waiting for reports to come back over to park properties. And we've got draft reports that we're in the process of reviewing and getting kind of numbers from. Dave and I have talked about getting in front of Mayor Council.
Just an update as to what is done, where is he, plan on going.
Sure.
Just an update. And the next thing is just a reminder. I'm so pleased with the progress of the police department. It is, I can tell what it's going to be now because I'm not too visual with just sticks and stones and stuff. Blueprints. But
I really can see how nice and up to date it's going to be. And just a reminder about the space that we're going to be vacating downstairs, I think it's a splendid opportunity for us to really utilize that space for a town more, I can't say more effectively, but in a different way for our town. Mm-hmm. It gives us a great opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have any comments from anyone who's in attendance tonight or anything you want to present to the council? Do we have any comments or questions from the press?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you so much for attending and for your patience.
I'm going to go to the office. I'm going to go to the morning and breakfast. Eating chair.
Thank you.